Luke Tomkinson looks back at the times his father, David, cared for grieving families as a cemetery memorialist, gave back to the community, and showed affection to his family. David Tomkinson passed away at the age of 61 on April 9. He was the owner of Lewsby Memorial Company Limited in Newmarket since 1989. While he was dedicated to his work and community, he always made time for his wife, daughter and son, said Tomkinson. He always made sure we knew we were loved. We always knew he was proud of us and we always knew he loved us. David fought lymphoma to the bitter end. He is survived by his wife, Lori, son Luke, daughter Megan, and brothers Doug and Mike. Everything is still surreal right now, said Tomkinson. We were hopeful he was going to have more time with his diagnosis, but at the same time, my dad, for the last 25 years of his life, has been in constant pain from rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, and a variety of health issues. He lived a hard life as a laborer and was always in pain, and there's a level of relief he is no longer sore, he is no longer in pain, and he is no longer struggling with cancer either. The funeral service is at 11 a.m. today, Monday, April 15, at Low and Low Funeral Home, Uxbridge Chapel. In place of flowers, donations in memory of David can be made to the Arthritis Society, the Stronach Cancer Center at South Lake, or Margaret Bayon Hospice. Friends and family are invited to share their memories and view a live stream video at lowandlow.ca. Keith Taylor, who was the pastor of the Newmarket Church of the Nazarene across the street from Lewsby's Memorial, knew David for almost 31 years. He felt honored to be with him during his last days. I knew the cancer was aggressive. I did not know until Luke informed me that his dad was at Southlake, and they were making preparations to move him to Margaret Bayon Hospice, said Taylor. I would say right now, I haven't had a whole lot of time to process Dave's death. Certainly saddened by it. He will be missed. David was the owner of Lewsby Memorial for 35 years. He trained under his father, Reg, and became certified in monument restoration. He continued the traditions of excellence and craftsmanship in monument building. He was a dedicated family man, but also dedicated to his customers in a sense he gave so much of himself to not only his business but to them to make sure their family members were honored, said Tomkinson. The Lewsby Memorial Company has been a business in Newmarket since 1865. Reg purchased it from Jack Lewsby in 1975, and David has run the business since 1989. My grandfather bought Lewsby Memorial from Jack Lewsby back in 1975, and my father took over after he apprenticed under Reg in 1990 and has owned it ever since as the primary operator, said Tomkinson. He started working there full-time in the 1980s. He has always been involved in the community and made sure people were honored and memorialized. Taylor remembers when David created a monument in honor of York Regional Police Const. Garrett Stiles without telling anyone. Stiles succumbed to injuries after he was pinned down to a car and dragged 400 meters while investigating a teenage driver. He was so deeply moved about the tragedy, for all families concerned, and he took it upon himself to design a memorial stone with the insignia of York Regional Police and a few other inscriptions, said Taylor. Taylor was also a grief counselor. He would refer patients to David when they needed a tombstone created, and they would express their appreciation for how David created monuments for their loved ones. He had this compassion and empathy, said Tomkinson. He understood, not only the business but that everyone that comes to him is sad and has lost someone they love. Luke's grandfather started his apprenticeship during the Second World War and brought the trade to Canada when he immigrated from England to train David. David won multiple awards through the Ontario Monument Association for Excellence in Craftsmanship. The quality and craftsmanship has always been a point of pride for my dad, and he has always kept that tradition going for as long as he has been in the industry, which is honestly his entire life, said Tomkinson. David was also a past president and member of the Eudora Leaskdale Lions Club for 33 years and a dedicated member of many community groups. He has always been involved in the community and church in Uxbridge growing up, said Tomkinson. He was my Boy Scout leader and Cub Scout leader. He helped coach softball and t-ball. When he was with the Lions Club, a fellow member became terminally ill. David would go over to his house and mow the lawn. He would also check in on the widow when the member passed. My dad truly put others above himself, and it was a value he instilled in both my sister and me growing up to do good work for no reason other than it is good to do it and be of service to your community, said Tomkinson. That's why I choose policing as a career. So I can do service to my community. It was a value he instilled in me, and the same for my sister. She is active in Ottawa, giving back to the community, donating blood and helping out with church functions. David ensured people in the community were safe when he was out. Luke remembers a time when his father was struck by a vehicle and almost killed when he stopped on the side of the road to help a woman who was in her car in a ditch. They slid on black ice. David was rushed to Sunnybrook Hospital with massive internal injuries and medical complications. His father, however, never regretted helping the woman. We were always taught to help people no matter what, said Tomkinson. Whether it's pulling off on the side of the road to check and make sure a person in a ditch is okay and pulling them out if you have the chains and a truck with you. The business is currently restructuring as David's wife Lori will take over. Tomkinson is an RCMP officer in Chilliwack, BC, while his sister is a payroll manager for a telecommunications company in Ottawa. At this point, we're not sure who will take over, but the tradition of excellence will continue with Lewsby, said Tomkinson. They always will. They are tied into the name and the legacy that my grandfather and my father had.